Hi, and welcome to Packer Transplants, brought to you by Cheesehead TV, with your hosts, Corey Banke and Aaron Nagler. Today's show, November 1st, 2007, is a closer look at the Packers' monstrous win over the Broncos, the continuing consternation of Packer fans in the face of a 6-1 record, and the upcoming game against the Chiefs. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to Packer Transplants.
Favre under center. This crowd in full throw. Favre takes, fakes the handoff, look to throw. Rainbow's down the left sideline, got a man out there over the
yes!
center. Shutting down the
yes!
center to the 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Green Bay Packers.
From our studios in Inwood, Manhattan, Cheesehead TV brings you
two guys who like to think they know something about football.
Hi, and welcome to Packer Transplants. I'm Aaron.
And I'm Corey.
And today we'll revisit the overtime thriller against the Broncos, talk about how spoiled Packer fans must be, and of course, take a look at the matchup with the Kansas City Chiefs. So let's get started.
Let's talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly.
With the good, we got Mr. Brett Favre.
Always good.
And we got Greg Jennings.
And we got some Aaron 3 sack Campman.
Yeah, and the bad, Atari Bigby.
Ooh, especially two specific penalties.
Those awful game. Mm. We got Tony Maul, who probably shouldn't be on there, but that false start at the goal line really pissed me off.
And Jason Spitz.
Mr. Two holding calls in a row, that's why you're on there. And of course, the ugly.
With the TV lens glass
crashing sound
of Tony Kornheiser.
That was terrible. Tony Kornheiser, you are an ugly individual, and your game is ugly, and your commentary is ugly, and you're just ugly. U-G-L-Y. You ain't got no alibi. You ugly.
That was wrong.
I mean, Monday Night Football in general, what has happened? We talked about it last week, but that was like in anticipation of how horrible it was going to be.
Yeah.
And now we can like marinate in how horrible it truly is.
Yeah.
Oh,
I love Deanna Favre. I love the whole Favre family.
God bless her. She's been through
what
everything.
What would happen
if he
got injured when she was... I mean, Harry Sidney said that on one of the their podcasts.
Oh, right.
Like, what would happen if Brett got injured when she was doing the interview?
So, what else do you have to say about this book? Oh, your husband just broke his leg. You better go. I mean, how would they... How do you segue it
to Vince Vaughn.
To Vince Vaughn in
Meanwhile,
the fourth quarter.
Hey, guys, in the
fourth
quarter...
There's a game going on that you're not talking about.
And even if I wasn't a Packer fan, which I am, I would think it was an interesting game.
You are?
No.
You would think it's an interesting game. You know why? Because it was the highest-rated Monday Night Football game of the year.
Wait, was the Green Bay Packers there?
That's right, they were. I mean, why don't I just don't understand it? You know,
why aren't they on?
Why aren't they on
prime
national
time
TV
every
all
time?
The time?
They should be.
Actually, I'm really glad that they're not because it's kind of annoying having to.
Yeah, because then everybody would be a Packers fan.
Even my wife was like, "I'm going to bed. I can't handle overtime." But she didn't because Favre is God. He's fantastic. But Kornheiser, he's awful. He's just terrible.
I'm glad you got back to that.
He's awful.
He is.
Isn't he?
Yes, he is.
I'll tell you what.
I've already said my piece on him.
You know who didn't think he was awful?
Yeah, one of our fans, one of our listeners.
One of our listeners called in. A couple of you called in, and we thank you for that. For those of you who want to, the number is 646-797-2909. Now, we said it last week, but a couple of you actually called, and we thank you for that. It's a wonderful, wonderful beginning. But one of you, Chase in Neenah, Wisconsin, it was Chase, right?
Yeah.
He actually enjoys Mr. Kornheiser's work, and he had a couple other things to say. So
here's what he said.
Let's take a listen.
Hi, guys. This is Chase from Neenah, Wisconsin. Just got done listening to the podcast. Good stuff. One thing, I wish I were friends with you two because you're the only Packer fans that I can really associate myself with. Second of all, as ugly as he is, Tony Kornheiser is great, and I love him, but I still love you guys anyway for making fun of him. And lastly, I've got two words for you. Shut down corners. All right, thanks. See ya.
He just quoted Corey Banke. He quoted Corey Banke to
nice.
Corey Banke.
Wow.
Shut down corners.
He'd rather have friends in New York than Neenah, Wisconsin.
Oh, that's unfortunate. But thank you. That's a wonderful thing to say. We really appreciate it. And those of you out there who also want to give a shout out or just tell us how much you hate us, the number is 646-797-2909.
Yeah.
Call us. Tell us what you think.
Yeah, do you know any Bear fans who are
I would love
extremely
a Bear fan
annoying?
Or a Viking fan, or a Detroit fan. Any divisional rivals want to call in,
go ahead and make our day. You know what they probably want to talk about? Anything but Brett Favre. Because Brett Favre is the greatest.
Yep.
He's the greatest.
Is there anything else to say?
I mean, he's so great. How those two touchdowns on Monday night were so ridiculous. And what was so great about the first one is that Denver goes on this like 80-yard drive. Totally, I was, like I said, first half, I was in the bar, in my local, and, you know,
trying to get fans in Astoria.
The whole place is just trying to, like, you know, it's just getting, more and more people are coming in. Denver goes, and I'm the loud, boisterous Packer fan, and whatever, you know, and then they drive.
You're loud
like,
and boisterous?
Yeah, I know, God help us. But, and then they score, and it's just like, oh, gosh, is this going to be one of those nights?
Yeah.
Here we go, blah, 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 blah.
Monday
and then,
night.
Next play. Booyah! And I went ape. I mean, it was ridiculous. It was great.
I was making chili. I think at that point I was like topping off the layer of the chili.
That's right. You had people over on my How was it?
We had a throwdown. It's only the second time I've ever seen the Green Bay Packers in HD.
Now that is a cause for celebration.
It is.
It's pretty sweet.
People couldn't believe it. They were like, it's really? And I was like, yeah.
It's
I got Packer Man. I blew up, you know, the big Walmart, you know, Packer Man.
I remember
7-foot inflatable giant.
Ladies and gentlemen,
right
I want
here.
You to,
he was right here. He's standing where you are.
I want people to understand. You don't get it.
We made the hot chili and
you're
the mild
Packer
chili.
You're a Packer fan, and I'm a Packer fan. But Corey Banky takes
we had the
it
Wisconsin
to another
cheddar.
Level.
It was nice. It
another
was fun.
Level, ladies and gentlemen.
Everybody.
Like, you cannot turn anywhere in this house, in this apartment, and not see the G or some green and gold
or some cheese
exactly. It's ridiculous.
Especially cheese.
It's fantastic, actually.
It's good. It's good
it's
stuff
a beauty. It's a real thing.
I can't wait till we have some little girls running around and in the, you know, hitting in Packer Man.
They'll like my daughter.
Yeah.
No, she did it. She took a boy Packer Man one time. I remember that. It was fantastic.
Throw the doll down.
Oh my gosh. And you know what, I just love the fact that my oldest daughter knows who Brett Favre is. She says it all the time. She's like, the Brett Favre's on TV. I was like, that's right, darling. But, I mean, you can't say anything more that the man hasn't said himself about that final throw. So let's take a listen to what he had to say.
That one ranks up near the top. You know, and a lot of times, in fact, Revelle Martin said, where does that rank? Top five? And I said, top two. And it's just off the top of my head. On the way home, I may slap myself in the face and say, it's not top two. But right now, it's top two, top one, I don't know. You know, that was the two best throws I've ever made in my life. And next week, I hope I say the same thing.
Me too. I hope he says the same thing next week too.
I freaking hope so,
too. And I hope that Ryan Grant has 104 yards rushing next week.
Ryan Grant. And I think one would help lead to the other. I mean, that second throw came right off play. The first throw, too.
Play action.
Both off of play action. Mm. You run the ball, play action.
It's a thing of beauty.
Downtown, baby.
Go home. Everybody go home.
You know,
go to bed. Because we're not sitting here in overtime anymore.
I mean, you know who we haven't seen going downtown too much this year? And I guess not ever, but you know, we're missing that quick slant to driver
yeah,
for
the double
a touchdown
D.
that we saw a couple times
double
last
D
year.
Is there. He's taking the double teams, but I found an interesting stat. I think it was on JS Online. One 100-yard game for driver in 10 games.
Wow,
one.
Really?
Now, that says a lot about Ruvell Martin, James Jones, and
Greg Jennings. And Donald Lee. I mean,
Donald Lee, true.
He's bringing it. I
even
mean,
Bubba
and,
a little
I,
bit.
You're right. And Brett did say this week, I think in his Wednesday press conference, he was talking about how they are. They're just doubling him, sometimes tripling him. And
he
now,
did have a really nice pass to him in the Denver game. It
was
killer.
Ridiculous.
He had three catches.
He went over to the right. I know exactly which one you're talking about. He went to the right. Driver sat down in the zone, and he just hit him. That was a great, great throw. And it was funny. On that throw, you can see it. Morency is sitting out in the flat going, I'm here. And Brett's like, no, I'm throwing to the driver.
Well, and maybe what we need, once this running game gets established, is get driver back into the mix with plays that are designed for him.
Yeah. Well, I think they will. I think when they're doubling and tripling him, you got to go outside to Jennings, Jones, go in the middle with Lee. Those safeties are going to have to come off eventually.
Yeah, well,
when
Corn Robinson gets on the
Corn
field,
Robinson.
Maybe Donald Driver won't be double teamed so much.
Corn Robinson now, he's got a knee problem.
Man, I don't
know.
Knee
swelling. Oh, that's upsetting.
There's a word for it, but I can't say it on
the
radio.
It's a family show. It is a family
show.
Wow. I don't know. I mean, we'll see. Corn Robinson, he was activated today. He was signed to the roster. You know, Wynn was put on IR. So hopefully he can bring something. Maybe we'll see him on kickoff return.
And that Wynn being signed to the IR, that's a statement.
It kind of is. It's kind of a statement.
It's kind of like saying, look, Toughen up, people.
Toughen up, kid. Yeah.
This is how it's done.
Yeah. Well, Ryan Grant, I think if he can get 75 yards for us this week, I think we'll have a real one.
Well, and it says a lot the way McCarthy handled it, too, because look at like Atari Bigby. When Atari Bigby was a starter, he's the starter.
He's a starter.
Ryan Grant's the starter.
Ryan Grant came out and like had a game. And the post
it's press been running back just by like, committee until 2 days ago.
Yep. And he was, they asked him after the game. He's like, so is he your starter next week? And it's the first time ever he was just like, yep. It was just, yep, he's our starter. It was like, no, did you watch the game? Of course he's our starter.
Yeah.
It's insane. I don't know. It'll be fun. It'll be fun to watch.
Talking about insane.
Oh, Packer fans are insane.
All Packer
people,
fans.
People, you're 6-1.
Packer
Stop
fans
whining.
On the blogs is what
every
we're talking
blog
about.
I read, every forum I go to.
People who comment on JS Online. And,
oh, my good. PackersNews.com.
Wait, isn't that what you do?
I do, but I'm like, constructive, or I try to be anyway.
Yeah,
I mean,
true.
I try not to be like, you know, a real prick about things. I mean, but some people, anyway, I won't name names. Go Pac-Man on JS Online. It's not blog. You are ridiculous, sir. Anyway, but the other one is PackersNews.com, which is, of course, you know, the Green Bay
My
Press
favorite,
Gazette.
Rob Domofsky writes
Mr.
for
them. Domofsky, you are a fraud. Get your facts right. You had an article about the kickers today, Rainer and now Crosby. About, you know, he said that neither one of them missed a field goal in the preseason. Totally incorrect. Crosby shanked a 52-yarder against Tennessee. Get your facts straight. They pay you.
Yeah, that's what you're really upset about.
Of course I am. I blog
you're upset.
At work. I'm having to like do it like as a total spy.
And
like
he
espionage,
gets paid
like,
to
hide
do it.
Stuff from people so they don't know I'm blogging. And this guy gets paid and he's getting stuff wrong. Ridiculous.
Well,
ridiculous.
We
want to
talk about
you.
People getting stuff wrong. We want to talk about
Denver fans. Where you at? What happened? You came over? You came to our poll? 25 of you said Denver was going to beat the Packers. Where'd you go? I can't find you anywhere.
Yeah, what happened?
I'm so sorry. Oh my God. Get rid of these tools.
Well, at least
Thank
a lot
goodness.
Of people voted on that poll.
They did. We've got all time. We got 62 people.
We've gone from 12 votes
to we even had like we had six. We had four. We had six. And we had 12, and then we had 62. So I'm
62.
I'm feeling pretty good. I'm feeling pretty good. But and three of you think that we are going to lose this weekend. For shame.
They're probably Denver fans.
Who came back and said, Well, now you're going to lose this week.
And they weren't sure about the Denver game.
No, but now they're
but
sure
now
about
they're
Kansas
positive.
City. Well, speaking of, let's get to this Kansas City matchup.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's going to be a good game. I think it's going to be.
It should be.
A lot of hard hitting. I think it's going to be two defenses pounding the hell out of each other.
It's probably
going to
be a lot of penalties if it's a Green Bay Packer game, too.
Oh, what was up with all those penalties? Mm. That was ridiculous.
What's up with Atari Bigby kicking the football?
Maybe you thought he was back on the soccer pitch? I don't know.
That's what everybody says, but it's like, dude, don't do it.
Oh, it's horrible. Although I will say, after that very play, they had a shot of McCarthy on the sideline. He pulled him for one play. And he literally you could see his mouth. He's like, what the fuck are you doing? That was great. I was like, that's right, coach. You tell him what's
I'm going to have to beep that now.
I just did it. I did it myself. There's nothing to beat.
Like,
I do it.
You know
hey,
who I want to beep
what I wanna
sometimes?
Say? I
want to
say you. See? I do it
you know,
myself. It's
you know what I want to beep sometimes?
What's that?
You're not setting a good example for your daughter, number one.
Oh, she doesn't listen to that.
You know what I want to... Brady Papinga makes me want to curse sometimes.
Sometimes. Especially when he's in coverage.
Why does it seem like he's just like got his head up his butt or something?
I don't know.
He's all gung-ho with nowhere
best?
To go.
That's the problem. That's really good.
It's like you think you're so bad and you're not doing it, man. Like there's gaps, there's things happening, and you're not a part of them.
What's interesting is like when he was at his best, is things like in the San Diego game. When he's told to like fly into
run
a gap
blitz.
And just blitz the heck
out
of somebody.
He's good at that.
He's great.
Just like shouldn't they design 10, 15, okay, 8 plays just for AJ Hawk?
Right.
Even if it's not blitzing, where it's like
they had one play this past week where it was a specific delay blitz up the middle, which of course I will point out they used it. The same exact blitz.
I mean, I know I wear his jersey. That's why I kind of like want him to be really
last
good.
Last year against Detroit, he hit Kitna really well and threw him down to the ground on the exact same play. This week they tried it again, but again Shanahan just called the perfect play. He's a good play caller.
Yeah, yeah, it's true.
You know, it's so
well, and
it's just
you've
just
said
happened
this.
To
Bob
work,
Sanders
you know?
Has got to mix the stuff
up. He mixes it up a little bit. He really does, especially this week. He's got to come out with a corner on Gonzalez right away with a safety over the top. We cannot wait till halftime to make this adjustment. It's like Antonio Gates, I understand. The guy catches balls on everybody. Like, yeah. It doesn't matter who you put on him.
Hey,
I got it.
I have you told Bob Sanders.
I did. Thank you very much.
That Tony Gonzalez is really good.
I did. On I the saw blog. It. No, but like the whole week leading up to the Washington game, everyone knew Cooley was all they had.
Yeah.
Cooley. And what happened in the first half? We tried to cover him with the linebackers.
Yeah.
I mean, it was ridiculous. And then in the second half, we put a corner on
Well, you
him
know why, though?
And top,
I was thinking
we shut
about
him
this.
Down.
We kind of shut down Shockey that way, though.
We totally did. He had like two catches.
And we did it with tight ends.
He is a tight end.
I mean, we did it with linebackers.
Linebackers, right. Sorry. Right. No, that's fine. We did. Again, safety help was there. But it was funny.
Yeah, safety help was there,
this
but
is
we
a total
did
tangent.
Do it. That's why he thinks he can do it, though.
I know,
but you,
I know, but
it's Tony Gonzalez.
Gates. Or Tony Gonzalez.
Tony Gonzalez, people. He has caught more touchdowns than any tight end in the history of the league. Of the league. That's all I got to say about that. It's ridiculous.
Wow.
You know what I want to see as well this weekend? As in addition to all this defensive firepower,
what do you want
to
see?
I want to see Aaron Campman get three more
sacks.
Oh,
yeah.
Three more. That one-handed sack, are you kidding me?
That was ridiculous.
That was so ridiculous.
It was
ridiculous.
Like a spider web.
I mean, I
it
came
was like,
home.
You are in my web.
I came home at halftime, and I said, honey, did you see? She's like, yes, I saw the one-handed sack. That's how I love my wife. I love my wife so much. That's exactly what she said. She knew exactly what I was going to talk about. I was like, one hand. The man was being grabbed and just, you know, killed.
Three
and he
sacks.
Stuck out his arm and just like threw the quarterback on the ground.
You know, you can't give, Tony Maul and Jason Spitz too much. Brett Favre, how many times have he sacked?
Not too many. Zero.
Zero.
I just want to see
you
Campman.
You
got to
give
I love
that
Campman.
Love.
Oh, and shout out to Aaron Campman, named just today the NFC Defensive Player of the Month.
Yeah, I love Aaron Campbell.
I
should have got his jersey.
No, you should have, because then he would have like held out for more money and gotten disgruntled and left.
That's true.
For those of you who don't know, Corey's got this history.
I
think
I've
talked
AJ
about it
Hawk's
before.
Jersey, yeah.
You do now, which
I have
which has totally
Mike McKenzie,
ruined.
Vonnie
no wonder Holl- Hawk's not doing well.
I have Mike
Get
McKenzie,
rid of his jersey.
Vonnie Holiday,
oh,
and
Javon
Amon Green.
Walker and Amon Green.
And
Javon oh, my
Walker.
God, people. It's just like, if Corey gets the jersey,
it's the Hall
it's
of Shame.
Over. It's over.
Well,
anyway, I want Campman to do well. I think, you know,
Mike McCarthy wants Campman to do well.
Well, they asked him if he thought, you know, people regard him as underrated, which is ridiculous. And here's what McCarthy had to say.
That's for you to say. I think he's an excellent football player. Sometimes when you're not a number one pick, you know, that's how they identify you because of where you started. But anybody that's played against him or anybody that's been around him, I've been around him now for a year and a half. He's a Pro Bowl football player.
Yes, he is.
Darn right he is.
Yeah, hope that Aaron Campman and company can make this a low-scoring game.
I think it will be.
Well,
I think
as far as Kansas City goes, anyway.
I think our offense will struggle a bit against their D, but we'll hit some. I think if we don't shut this offense down, there's not an offense we can shut down. I'm sorry. Maybe Oakland, but
yeah.
that's...
Well, I've been looking for this defensive line to show me that it's a top four.
Yeah. I just want them to... this week...
Everybody's talking, but somebody's got to start walking.
They got to start clamping down. People, what do you think? Do you think the defense is underachieving, underperforming?
I think it is.
Do you think the offense will do really well? Do you call us before the game, call us after the game. The number is 646-797-2909.
Do it.
Give us a call. Big game this weekend. Well, that's it for this week's show. We hope you enjoyed the latest attempt at Packer punditry here at CheeseheadTV.com and Packer Transplants. Please tell your fellow Packer fans about us and visit us at CheeseheadTV.com.
Go for it!